This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You heard in the update, we have closure, finality. Yeah.
Oh, I told you it was going to happen within the next 7 days.
You were all over it, John.
I had no idea it was going to happen last night, and no luck.
Hey, be safe out there if you're up and you're on the roads this morning.
Yeah, we how were the roads in, for you guys?
Made it in one piece. They were not great on Telegraph, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, there's some stretches on Telegraph that are worse than others. Telegraph wasn't great. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was slow. People on 75, the way I come, were driving like maybe 40 miles an hour.
I'd say 45, 50 was kind of my commute.
Yeah. For me coming in, it's highway almost the entire way. And it was funny because, and hats off to Wayne County. When I was on the roads, the highways in Wayne County, it was like it hadn't even snowed. They had done a tremendous job.
Wow.
And I'm only talking about the roads that I was traveling. If you've had a different experience, and you should, you know, show caution, but, tip of the cap to the Wayne County Road Commission, but it was
And then so they were out there.
Yeah, they were, and all the road commissions are out there working on the roads right now. And it was probably helpful that it happened a little earlier in the evening last night. By early, I say 7 o'clock. I think they had a chance to get out there because when I got up this morning to shovel the driveway, it wasn't snowing anymore. So I was out there at about 3 o'clock.
We're done for the day now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, as all reports, it doesn't look like, So if you get it cleaned off, get your driveway cleaned off.
They'll get it caught up, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So you let us know if you've been plowed. 248-539-9797. But they're going to plow. It's going to happen today.
Yes.
John, a huge part of the show is obviously going to be reacting to this Bregman stuff. AJ Hinch will join us at 7:02. You got to love the timing on this. We got AJ on. We got a lot to talk about with him beyond the Bregman stuff. But of course, we'll get his reaction. What's yours?
Well, you told me this morning, you're like, hey, are we going to do the Thursday touchdown, which is we are going to do at 6:35, or are we just going to talk about Bregman? I said, well, we talked about Bregman yesterday. What new are we going to talk about? I had no idea. When I went to bed last night, didn't see it. This morning, my focus, as I mentioned, was on getting the driveway shoveled. And so I didn't look at my phone like I normally do until we get in here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Tom, you'll love this. He goes, he signed? I said, yeah. And he goes, with us? And I said, yeah. And he starts to get really excited. I go, no, he didn't sign with us. He signed with the Red Sox.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So normally it takes me to about, 6:45 before I want to punch you.
New record achieved.
5:35. Yes. Jim Costa with the punchable comment and face.
I can't fight that.
Okay. So for those that woke up, like me, had no idea, Bregman signed with the Boston Red Sox for 3 years, $120 million, with opt-outs after each of the first two seasons.
So it's effectively that a series of 1 year deals valued at $40 million apiece.
And it's been reported widely that the Tigers offered 6 years, 171.5. Got to make sure we get that half in there.
Yeah.
So more money, more years. And correct me if I'm wrong. One of the things that Bregman had made it known, or Scott Boras made it known, was that he was after term, 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
And as the Tigers offered the most term and the most money, not per season, but over the length of a contract. Did I summarize it correctly?
Yeah, everything I've seen, the Tigers offered him the most guaranteed money of anybody on the market. $171 million with the swipe of a pen. He would have made $171 million fully guaranteed. And there were opt-outs in that deal for him, too, if he did overperform and want to retest the market.
Opt-out after year three.
So as we sit here today,
bummed. It's 26, year two. Year two, bad.
Yeah, two years in. As we sit here today, I'm bummed. Because I think he was a really good player who would have helped this baseball team. And I don't think there is a pivot as good as Alex Bregman for the upcoming season. So I'm bummed. I know some people are going to, good, we didn't want him anyway. I wanted him. I'm not afraid to say that today. I know it'll be the cool thing to do is, you know what, he screwed up, screw him. I wanted him here. So I'm bummed he's not here. But can I blame the Tigers? No. As hard as I've been on Scott Harris, I can't come in here today and say, you effed up royally and shake my fist. He offered him the most money and the most years. They wanted him. And John, they pursued him as aggressively as anybody in baseball did. He didn't want to be here. I can't blame Scott Harris. I can't blame Chris Illich. If I'm going to blame someone, I guess I'm blaming Bregman because he didn't pick us. Or you could blame Boras if you feel like he mismanaged the market. But I'm not blaming the Tigers.
Well, and I mean, people can have any emotions they want. And I'm bummed as well. Because like you, and I mentioned it yesterday, I think with him on the roster, this would have been a team that went from, you know, some books have them favored as the second team in the division, some at the third. The competition is really close there. And I think that Bregman would have put them over the hump to be the favorites in the division. Now, obviously, they got to go out and play. Mm-hmm. No longer part of that. So I'm mad. But I'm not mad at the Tigers, and I don't know really who I'm mad at, because being a former professional athlete, not necessarily mad at the player because he can make any decision that he wants. Maybe I'm just mad at the process that took so long, and I was preaching patience yesterday. Absolutely preaching patience, and for all of those who said, you know what, going to trust the big fella. Just a little bit of patience and see where this goes. There's no guarantee where we're going to get them, but I think it's just the process of how long it takes in Major League Baseball in the offseason for free agency and some of the biggest names to sign.
Clearly part of this is going to be to where they go from here. They put a lot of time and resources into getting Alex Bregman. They bypassed other options in free agency, proven right-handed bats in free agency, because they felt conviction in their offer that they had the best offer, that this would get whittled down to just him and the Tigers and they'd make it work. It didn't. So now for Scott Harris, there's not a free agent right-handed bat that fills the void. What now? Does he swing a trade in the next day, week, month to get them another right-handed bat to help round out this lineup? So they're not just simply relying on Gleyber Torres and a bunch of young guys all in unison taking a step forward. They clearly felt they had a need, which is why they pursued Bregman. So I hope that Scott Harris can continue to put the work in to fill that before the season gets underway so they are the best version of themselves.
Yeah, and so what we learned last year was, and we thought, okay, Spencer Torkelson ended the previous year hitting much better.
Yep.
And okay, we're expecting him to take a step forward. Parker Meadows expected him to take a step forward, and it didn't happen. Now, did Parker Meadows, with his trip to Toledo last year and the way that he ended the season, is he going to be able to pick up where he left off last year? I think I'm a little bit more confident that that is going to happen. Spencer Torkelson, not so much. We've got Colt Keith moving over there. Is Colt Keith going to take a step forward? Is, you know, are all of these different players, Matt Vierling, going to take a step forward? is Riley Green going to continue to be an all-star and possibly take a little bit more of a step forward? Like, these are where we're at right now, and it is it's with caution that we think these young players will, but with experience, we know that it's not always the case.
I mean, last year was Meadows and Keith's first full seasons, so I would expect them to definitely take a step forward. I think Jim's biggest argument for Bregman for me was that he was definitely going to be your number two hitter. It was a lock that you were going to put a quality at bat behind Parker Meadows.
Yeah,
and in front of Riley Green.
Yeah, and if you got Meadows on base and he steals second or he gets an extra base hit, you're up 1-0 or you got one run just like that. And that's where I thought they really lost out. And then defensively, obviously. I think Keith might settle into two now, but there's such a drop-off there, potentially.
Well, hold on. They don't want to do lefty-lefty-lefty-lefty
right,
because they needed a righty to put up in the two spot to break up Parker Meadows, who's a lefty, Riley Green, who's a lefty,
it's
Kerry
more
Carpenter,
like last year's
who's a lefty.
With more experience. Like, to me, Keith was an automatic fifth or sixth hitter if you signed Bregman. And all of a sudden, the depth of your lineup is like, okay, I really like this.
And let's call it what it is with Keith. His OPS was under 700 last year. He's moving over to first base. He has to produce more at the plate this season. That was already baked in, and now you're going to heat more pressure because you didn't go out and get another proven bat. Like, I'm not ruling out a Colt Keith, and we shouldn't rule out a Colt Keith step forward. I think it's likely, but how much of it are you counting on now because you don't land Bregman or if you don't trade for somebody else?
This really brings Torque back into play.
Well,
and I know John might have misspoke with what you meant, but you expecting Torque to get better, I'm hoping.
Well, so I didn't misspeak because we expected that last year.
That's what he was saying.
Those expectations this year, I don't think anybody expects that. It is 100% on hope.
I did see something quick yesterday. Some people might think you go after Arenado now.
Yeah.
There was something that was sent out last we get these emails every day, odds of things that are going to happen in sports. The Tigers had the worst odds to trade for Nolan Arenado. So something must be in the works there in terms of that's not likely. Who knows?
He never tell me the odds.
Either go bet it now.
I think he had them on his no trade.
Yeah.
I believe that's what I had read earlier in the offseason. Anyway, Alex Bregman picks the Red Sox. Your response on ticket, text, and phone calls, 248-539-9797. AJ Hinch at 702. Thursday touchdown later this hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, we got some snow last night. We've got some cold coming in this weekend, some vicious cold. So don't let the cold creep into your house. If you woke up this morning, it's a little bit chilly inside. Do what I did. Call the experts at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they offer same-day service. And maybe all you need is a service today. Plus, they offer a 5-year warranty so you know you're covered. Save a bundle with their winter bundle, up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details, or you can visit them online at MastercraftHeating.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Alex Bregman has picked a team. And no, it's not the Tigers. Detroit offered the most money on the longest term. He didn't want to be here. So I'm bummed. I think a lot of us are bummed not to get a bat like that to put in the two hole and play gold glove third base. But I'm not bummed at the Tigers. I'm not bummed at Scott Harris. Like, they stepped up to the plate and offered him the best deal on the market. Now, he preferred the shorter term with the opt-outs, and he's going to fake it till he makes it, and he'll get his money anyway. The Red Sox offered him $40 million a season. And if you start stacking that up among all baseball players, John, the only batters making more than $40 million on average are Juan Soto and Shohei Ohtani. So I can't be mad at Scott Harris. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they tried.
Well, and I know
want to be here.
It's right. The perception and the reality, honestly, over the last, since ownership has been in place like this, is that they're not going to spend. And so that's where you instantly go to is, well, they just weren't able, they didn't want to ante up and they didn't want to offer the 3 years, $41 million a year.
Right.
But when you put it in context like that, he's not in the same league as Shohei.
Like, Judge is getting $40 million a season.
Right.
He's not Aaron Judge.
No.
And he's only getting Aaron Judge money because it's short term.
And so, we're trying to find out who is it that you're most upset with.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can say Scott Harris, and you can't say because he wasn't willing to spend. There was an offer out there, 6 years. So the term was longer than anyone else was willing to spend.
That's security for a player.
And they were willing to eat the fifth and 6 years of that contract if it didn't work out.
Well, that was everybody's fear, and they said, we'll ride into this. You know, Scott Harris also gave Scott Boras his win if he wanted it. Because when Houston offered 6 years, 156, and he turned it down, Scott offered him a chance to still win.
Yep.
He could have got his client more than Houston. I still delivered for my guy, Breggy. But even with the win on the table from the Tigers, he didn't take it.
And so you're looking at, okay, from the player's perspective, obviously it's $40 million a year. 3 years. That's guaranteed. He can opt out after year one, after year two, and get back into the market. I'm just not sure he ever makes up that difference. He is 100% betting on himself this year. Because next year, we're going to be talking about a guy that's 31 years old. And is he at that time going to be looking at, well, I want a 5 or 6 year deal? It completely changes the conversation next year.
I just think, too, the fact he's betting on himself, and if he doesn't win, he still gets $80 million.
No, I get that, but there's a big difference between 120 and 171.
Right, exactly, but that's why I hate this deal. Like, I'm kind of glad the Tigers didn't give this to him. But the opt-outs were a game changer for me, because if you suck, you're still getting paid 2 years.
Right.
If you resurrect your career and become the second Otani in the league like you think you are, I mean, this guy got significantly overpaid for what he did. He had a, 7.68 OPS last year? I mean, that's good in today's baseball because offense is down.
Right.
I mean, it's barely good when you look, we don't want to. Are we going to go down this road or not? I mean, we know Matt Vierling's not playing over there every day.
Right.
But he was a 3-war with a 735 OPS. And last year, Bregman was a 4-war with a 768. So if you can.
You've got the value.
If you can platoon and find something close to Vierling to also play over there. This was never, ever, ever worth it. It never was. And
I'll disagree, but...
Not for what you're paying him.
I would have paid him 6 years, 171.
I know, but you just said it. What he got is on Otani and... who else?
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. I mean, that's
Aaron
insanity.
Judge. Yeah.
This guy thinks he's 10 times better than he really is.
Someone else thinks he is, too, because they paid him $40 million.
Right. Because that's what they do in that city.
But what you're worth, what somebody's willing to pay.
So...
And so that's his worth.
He's not coming to Detroit. He's going to play for the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk to Tiger manager AJ Hinch at 7:02. We'll get his thoughts on Bregman and all the other things, because we still will play baseball games in Detroit. Uh-huh. The sun will come up post Alex Bregman, and the Tigers will be in the thick of it this season. Let's get to Heather's news.
Okay, so we all know we got a ton of snow overnight, right? We just got dumped on. Well... This is your warning, I guess, to remember to make sure you have a snow scraper handy, especially if you can't park in a garage, right? Mm-hmm. If you weren't parked in a garage overnight, your car is going to be covered with snow. Well, Michigan law does require drivers to clean the snow off their vehicle before driving. Windows, lights cannot be obstructed. They can't be obstructed by snow, so make sure those are clean as well. And even if your windows and lights are clear, leaving snow on the roof or the hood of your vehicle is still banned, too. According to Michigan law, it is illegal to deposit snow, ice, or slush on any roadway or highway. So basically, you can't drive and let it just fly off and hit the car behind you, which happens a lot.
Sure.
So
I would be interested. I can understand somebody being pulled over because, and I see this all the time, right, is you're on the highway and you're like, why is this person going so slow? And then you pass them and they are trying to peek out of the little bit where their defroster has cleared underneath their windshield wipers.
I've seen it too. It's crazy. You can be fined up to $100 per offense. So it does exist. It is a law. I can't imagine.
So it's just a fine. It's not a moving violation.
Yeah, it's just a fine. But still, $100.
Yeah.
It's $100. Mm-hmm. This is pretty sweet. Zach Bryan is set to make history this fall. He'll host the first ever concert at the Big House. So this history-making show will include John Mayer as an opener, several other acts as well. The show is set for September 27th, and it could set a record for Michigan concert attendance. So currently, the record was set by Led Zeppelin in 1977. He had a show at the Silver Dome, recorded 76,229 fans. So the Big House holds how many?
107,000. And with the ability, obviously, down on the field to hold more. And yes, there, you know, the record is 111, you know, but in terms of seating, it's 107,000. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how many they can pack in there. And later on podcast that I host at Michigan, Rob Rademacher is the individual who has been working on this tirelessly, and we'll have the ins and outs of how it came to pass, the obstacles that they had, the opportunities that they've passed on.
It seems pretty crazy when you hear that, but then I was reading about that it has like their loading tunnel
yeah
is very small, which apparently is why some acts have It just hasn't worked out. Is that part of it?
That is,
at least in this article,
that's
is what
part
it said.
of what people have said. It's not necessarily true. So, but tune in today. You'll find out what is actually true.
So it's not just the small tunnel.
Yeah.
And as we all know, there's only one tunnel.
Yes, there is only one tunnel. Yes.
A former Michigan State student is suing the university 2 years after a gunman opened fire on campus, killing three people, injuring five others. This $50 million lawsuit was filed by Justin Bowman. He was a student at the time. The shooting happened on February 13th, 2023. And this lawsuit alleges gross negligence, claiming that the university ignored security concerns before the shooting, like not having security personnel at buildings, not doing ID checks on campuses. Also, the lawsuit alleges that this former student suffered emotional distress from witnessing the death of his classmates, including fright, shock, terror, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Let's see. What else do I got? Oh, four brand new F-150 trucks were stolen.
Oh.
Back at it. Yeah. From a Woodhaven shipping yard on Tuesday night, and then led police on a high-speed chase through multiple cities. So the men accused of stealing the trucks took several different police departments on chases throughout the area. The Wyandotte police chief says that one of the suspects drove 80 miles per hour on residential roads, you know, weaving in and out of oncoming traffic, could have done a lot of harm. Thankfully, nobody was injured. The chase, one of them at least, lasted 13 minutes, ended with a crash in Detroit. Police say all four stolen trucks were recovered, and one man is behind bars.
Get him.
Yeah, they got him. Well, at least one of them. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know why the other ones were. Yeah. I don't know why the other ones were arrested, but I'm sure charges are pending.
Heather with the news. We'll talk to AJ Hinch at 7:02. Thursday Touchdown is next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you as they did me and build a financial plan that fits your unique situation and modify it as your life continues to grow and develop. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. They volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No shortage of football storylines as we put the season in the rearview mirror. Let's go to the Thursday Touchdown.
All right, the Eagles dominated their four postseason opponents, doubling them up 145-77. The core of their team will return. Do you think the Eagles will repeat next year?
I would say no. And the reason I say no isn't because they're not going to go into as the favorites next year, or, I mean, they certainly can. It's really hard to repeat, and it's hard to, as we saw, stay healthy. And I'm not sitting here predicting injuries or that they'll be ravaged with them, but does Jalen Hurts stay healthy? We've seen him get dinged up over the last couple of years. Is it impactful, or does it happen at impactful times? Can they stay healthy on defense? Can they keep a guy like Sweat on defense? You know, he's a free agent. They've got other free agents that are up. I think Howie Roseman is a guy that will find ways to continue to improve that team, find ways around the salary cap, so they're going to have all the advantages. But I initially would say, you know, if it's them or the field, I'll take the field.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's a group chasing them. Healthy Lions, rebooted Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, they'll make a move. I think we have an entire offseason to see who keeps up.
Yeah, I just think the one thing about them is that the fact that their core is back and it's so young,
I agree.
They got a lot of room to get better. And I think one of the things we've hinted at throughout the week is just how we missed out on how dominant they were at times.
Yeah.
It was like an untold story this year in the NFL. Speaking of dominance, Jalen Carter had two QB pressures in the Super Bowl despite being double-teamed 19 times. The double teams allowed other defensive linemen to have at least four QB pressures each. You could say Carter wrecked Mahomes in the Super Bowl. In a 2023 draft redo, would you want the Lions to select Carter?
Who is a bigger factor in the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley or Jalen Carter? because the Lions took a running back instead of Jalen Carter. But I think we would all acknowledge the trenches are where you win football games. So, yeah, I'd rather have Carter.
Same here. I go back to my and I was very adamant, and I know it surprised a lot of people that I wanted Jalen Carter when they were picking at six. And it just goes to my philosophy. You've got to be able to win up front. You've got to build the offensive line, the defensive line, and they've done a tremendous job of building that offensive line. We'll see how it looks going forward. But defensive line-wise, when you come into the season with a Davenport, or even last year, I like DJ Reader, but coming in off of an injury, it's like you've been continuing to put Band-Aids on the defensive line, and you can't keep doing that. It ultimately ended up costing them this year because your number one player, Aiden Hutchinson, got hurt. You've got to build up front, and then you can add pieces around.
I mean, once in a while, you take talent over problems, and that was the whole debate with Jalen Carter. The good thing is about what the Lions did, because I know people hate that we do this sometimes and bring it up, that just they didn't make maybe the best pick, but they still made a good decision.
Sure.
This isn't like you screwed up and took some bust or something.
It's
like
not
Terry
Randy
Fair.
Moss, Terry Fair, exactly.
All right. Yep. Travis Kelce had a notable drop-off this season. Should Kelce retire? And if he does, where would you rank him all times in terms of tight ends?
I would probably put him at two or three. The number one tight end in my book all time is Tony Gonzalez, and it's longevity, it's production, it's reliability. Over his 17 years, and this is a stat that I just found this morning, and I knew that he was really reliable, but in all the 17 years, he only lost two fumbles. That, to me, is, you talk about confidence that a quarterback has, and he was a great pass catcher, great at gaining yards, and he was decent, not great, decent at setting the edge and some of the run blocking. My number one tight end, and I don't even know if it can be matched, is Tony Gonzalez.
Should he retire? Look, back-to-back sub-1,000-yard seasons. He's got 1 year left on his deal at $19 million. The Chiefs would save $17 if they cut him. So if he stays, he may need to take a pay cut, which furthers the conversation about should he even be there. All-time, Tony Gonzalez is my number one tight end as well. I'd have Kelce in the top five. You could argue him anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4, right, with Gronk and Antonio Gates in there as well.
Yep.
Yeah, Gonzalez is hard to go against. I'd personally put Shannon Sharp ahead of him, too.
I got Shannon Sharp, Antonio Gates, Gronk, all those guys in there.
Shannon Sharp was such a great two-way tight end. All right, barring something changing, Aaron Rodgers will not be back with the Jets. Where would be the best fit for Rodgers next season? And that can be nowhere.
It's a darkness retreat? That's my answer, a darkness retreat.
A darkness retreat, nowhere. So if he is, I think the best thing for the NFL, the best thing for him is that he is nowhere, that he retires. I don't know that there's going to be any more production out of him. But if there was a place that I think could fit for 1 year, if he wanted to come in and find a way back to the playoffs, what coach has more clout than almost any other coach with their team and respect with the organization? Mike Tomlin. If you put him at the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that respect for him and his ability to handle a locker room or handle a big personality, that would, I would love to see that clash and that opportunity. But if you put him on the Pittsburgh Steelers, are they not a team that you look and say, well, maybe not Super Bowl favorites, but could make the playoffs and actually win a playoff game?
Or does he fulfill his destiny? Minnesota, follow the Favre track.
I don't think that's on the table, but...
All right, first off, nowhere was a planet in the Avengers series, so there, okay, it does exist. More importantly, what John just said there, David Hall did a prayer for Cade Cunningham years ago. I think the city would need to do the solid
exorcism
back to Hall and do a prayer for David Hall if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers. There has been some chatter out there that Matthew Stafford could be traded. This makes little sense considering the Rams gave the Eagles their biggest playoff test with Stafford with a young, aggressive D. Can you make sense of Stafford being traded?
Well, especially if you listen to Kelly and they were only one play away from winning that. I don't necessarily know why this would be the case other than it is Les Snead and Sean McVay trying to rebuild on the run. And they've got it. They did a great job of drafting the defensive line last year. Defensively, I think they're going to be solid. Puka Nacua and some of the playmakers they have offensively are solid. Now, they don't have, a great offensive line, at least one that can stay healthy, are they trying to find draft picks, or are they trying to say, hey, you know what? We know that with anybody other than Matthew Stafford, we might suck next year, and we might be able to get ourselves capital by trading Matthew Stafford, but also in 26 be in position to draft our next franchise quarterback, hit the ground running, and sacrifice a year.
I want to clarify. Is this coming up because the Rams are considering trading him or because they want out? And I say they because Kelly has been the most vocal. Where is this coming from? Is this from the Rams or is it from Stafford's camp wanting out?
I would guess it's all because Stafford wants a reworked deal.
Sure.
That's what the core of the issue here is. And so I think the Rams are hesitant to do that because they know they think he's at the end and they don't want to.
I think that's valid.
Get trapped.
I don't think they're going to trade him.
My thing John's thing is who the heck's going to be their quarterback? I don't see the Rams after last season saying, yeah, that's why I can't make sense of this. Let's retreat and rebuild on the fly. I did think of one maybe straight up trade that I would be curious if it would happen. Stafford for Dak. If the Rams think they could win with Dak, you're getting a younger QB, similar contracts probably. You know,
Stafford's from the Dallas area.
Yeah, and you dangle that in front of Jerry Jones. And you get the 12th pick.
Okay, and my head is starting to hurt with that one. But just because a player, we'll address this here in this next question, just because a player demands or asks or behind closed doors wants a trade doesn't mean a club has to comply.
All right, exactly. All right, let's be quick with these. This is rapid fire. Let's do a little where will they play next season? Miles Garrett.
Green Bay Packers.
Cleveland.
I hate you, Costa. Max Crosby.
Raiders.
Vegas.
Micah Parsons.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Davante Adams.
Buffalo Bills.
Dallas.
Oh.
Tyreek Hill.
Miami.
Miami.
T. Higgins.
The Patriots.
Oh. Cincy.
Higgins, Patriots have the most money. So
yeah, I have most of those guys staying in the same spot.
Yeah. All right. Finally, and this is a good one. Ohio State hired Lions. I can't do this with a straight face. Ohio State hired Lions former coach Matt Patricia as defensive coordinator yesterday.
Baby Jesus.
Will Patricia be the key to Ryan Day finally beating Michigan?
Ryan Day is calling plays next year as the offensive coordinator. Does any of us think that he could put together a game plan to beat Michigan? Not to this point. And now all of a sudden, Matt Patricia, I don't know how does he continue to get jobs like this? Does he have like the football equivalent of the dirty pictures on every key decision maker to be able to get the DC of the defending national champions? And I don't know what's going on in Columbus, because when you have a defensive coordinator make a lateral move for more money, but not a lot, Knowles going from Ohio State to Penn State, what is going on? What is happening behind the scenes? And then you go get Matt Patricia, who, without Bill Belichick, is absolutely nothing. He dismantled the Philadelphia defense a year ago. They make a replacement, and all of a sudden, they're world champs. One of the best defensive performances in a Super Bowl that we've seen since the 85 Bears.
So they get rid of him in Philly. They win the Super Bowl. When the Patriots, when he came to the Lions and left the Patriots, they won the Super Bowl.
I went on a little rant there. But to answer your question, if Ryan Day hires Matt Patricia, or since he did, is he the key to beating Michigan? No. Every Wolverine, anyone who hates the Buckeyes this morning is sitting here smiling, chuckling, laughing their asses off.
This is hilarious. Just when you think Ryan Day might be getting things right, he wins a national title. He goes and does this, hires this. Everywhere Patricia's been, where he's running the defense, it's been a disaster.
He gave up 41 points to Nick Foles in a Super Bowl loss, Patricia. I never got it from the get-go why people thought the worst Patriot defenses were under Patricia.
Congratulations, Michigan
fans.
Calling
Mr. Dumas. Dumas, are you available?
It's pronounced dumbass. All right, it's the Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1. Mark Champions call, Pistons win, back-to-back against the Bulls.
We'll talk to AJ Hinch at 7:02. We've got the two grand slam today. Chance to win $2,000 at 7:25. And Dear John at 7:35. Bregman's the headline. The saga is over. We have closure. He will play for the Boston Red Sox, signing a three-year deal with opt-outs after each season. You've seen this framework before from a Scott Boras client. He'll make $40 million each season that he plays for the Red Sox. That's a lot. He took short-term.
Yes, it is a lot.
It's a lot more than anybody else offered on an annual basis. The Tigers still offered him the most total guaranteed money, though. And I think that is as big a headline as any in today's news, that we have spent a lot of time talking about payroll and commitment and spending, and no one made a longer-term commitment for more money than the Detroit Tigers. He did not want to be here. As much as I could sit here today and go, well, Scott Harris, you screwed up.
Oh, you're not giving him another strike?
I can't, John. I feel like they conducted a very buttoned-up, aggressive, competitive free agency, and the player, you can't force him to sign here, chose to bet on himself, risk it, and see if he can fake it till he makes it and get that $171 million or more over the next 6 years with opt-outs.
I'm with you. It's you can only offer so much. You don't want to mortgage your future. And we talk about the fifth and the sixth year, that would have been somewhat mortgaging those seasons in what you were going to be paying Bregman versus what his value would be. But you don't necessarily want to put yourself in a bind at that time by, okay, are we going to offer almost the same? Because you're talking about, you know, what, a difference of $11 million and change in terms of annual value versus what he got from the Boston Red Sox. So you, if the difference is going to be term and you've got to match the number or at least come close to it, that's not something that anybody wanted to do.
And I think there's a question in here where why didn't the Tigers offer the exact identical deal as the Red Sox? So let's play this fantasy land scenario because we don't know, maybe they did. I'm of the belief Bregman would rather bet on himself at Fenway Park with the Green Monster. I think that's a personal preference between the two if the offers were the same. And I think there's a real risk in signing a deal for $40 million a year from the club's perspective. If he underachieves, he opts in and you're swallowing a salary that is Aaron Judge, $40 million a season, and you're not getting Aaron Judge. I think the Tigers offer was 28 and a half a year for 6 years, right in the wheelhouse of what everybody thought. I'm good with it. I'm at peace with what they offered. I'm bummed they didn't get him. I think this is going to be a hell of a challenge to pivot from what he would have brought to this team, but I'm not mad at the Tigers.
So the pivot needs to be, okay, where does Scott Harris go from here? Can he still add a right-handed bat to the lineup before the season starts?
And a top half of the order bat, too.
Correct. But I don't know that you can be mad at ownership for not ponying up. They ponied up in term and money. And so the perception of, well, they're not willing to spend, I don't think it applies in this situation because they've gone out this year, and if they had signed Bregman, they would have added $100 million worth of salary this offseason, you know, give or take.
Yeah, where it really bites them is just, this is the last domino. You would have loved to know he wasn't going to pick you
domino that we know about.
Let me back up. Of the free agent bats that we highlighted at the end of the season, Willy Adames, Pete Alonso, you go through the whole list. This was the last one. So there's not a pivot in free agency. Harris is going to have to part with prospects, and he's got a hell of a farm system to do it, but they'd have to trade for that guy now.
Right, and so are they willing to part with prospects? Because they've built up, and we've seen it from the top 100 rankings and anybody that's talking about the best farm systems or the ones that have the most talent. The Tigers are always in the top 5, top 10 in regards to talent that they have. So are you willing to part with some of that future talent that is developing to get a bat now?
Yeah.
Is this, and he's going to be playing second with the Red Sox.
I wanted to bring
reportedly
that up too, which is why it's so interesting. Like, Boras insists that he can get the most for his clients here, but this is not the first time that Boras clients have been left in this situation where now they got to go earn it. I don't think this is ideal for Bregman from that standpoint. Hey, congrats. You better deliver, and you have to play a new position now. This is a weird situation here. This was not necessarily a huge win for Alex Bregman.
Well, I think it is because if he has a great season, he can opt out and then get the long-term deal.
Do you think he's getting more than $175 million over the next six seasons? And he's got to play
a new
position
now. Remember, he's making 40 this year.
I know.
So,
it's
the contract,
he's got a head start.
A great way to put
it. I can see him getting $131 million if he has a all-star caliber season. Is the move the second permanent? I will say this. If he has a great season, he's back on the market next year, and you can go after him again. That is in play.
Oh, can't wait to have those conversations.
Here's the big thing. So Cody Stavenhagen with the Athletics said that the Tigers did not want to give him an opt-out after 1 year. The Tigers' contract offer, $6,171, was opt-out after 2 years.
Right.
That's where you can put the criticism today, I think, if you want. Did the Tigers make the wrong decision by making that? Was that the deal-breaker?
It very well could be, but I also think that I know the contract with Boston says he can opt out after year one, year two. I think the only real option for him to hit the free agent market again is an opt out after one, because he'll be 31, and then you could sit there and say, okay, well, we'll sign him to a 5-year deal, because it would have been the same as a six this year, or a 4-year deal. He's betting on himself. I don't know that at 32 he opts out at that time and hits the market, because again, the 32 is a real number.
He could opt out, though, and get something like 3 years at that point if he's playing great for who knows at that point. It was $120 million yesterday. It could be $140 then. I mean, look, I think it's hard to criticize the Tigers for not – if he wouldn't commit to 2 years, and when I'm offering you $171 million, I kind of screw you.
A.J. Hinch will join us next. We'll talk about Bregman, but also this rotation, a bunch of other storylines, Cole Keith moving to first base. There's plenty to talk to A.J. Hinch about, as pitchers and catchers have reported, and baseball is right around the corner. It's 97.1.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.